Baptism signaled a new beginning, not just for me, but for my parents. The death of life in one form, and the rebirth of life as parents. And I knew nothing of it. One of the oldest Protestant liturgies, originally in French, uses these words: "For you, little child, Jesus came into the world. For you, he ministered to the outcast and alone. For you, he healed the sick and raised the dead. For you, he preached good news of God the Father and of the kingdom coming. For you, he suffered the loneliness of Gethsemane and the agony of Calvary. For you, little child, he died and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. All this for you, little child, and you know nothing of this." I knew nothing of this. But as a young adult, I confirmed my baptism, saying, "Will you follow in the way of Jesus Christ, resisting oppression and evil, seeking justice, and witnessing to God's love for all creation?" And I said, "I will, God being my helper." "And will you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as Savior and Lord?" And I said, "I will, God being my helper." My journey has not always lived up to that moment of baptism or confirmation. I have wandered. Shockingly, I have made mistakes. I have even been wrong. And sometimes I've been selfish, and I've been tempted. Sometimes, still, I am tempted to plagiarize other people's really great sermons. So today I want to thank Pastor Jason Miller for some of the inspiration for this sermon from his wonderful video, "Why Baptism?" The truth is, though, despite my baptism and my confirmation, I've doubted God. Despite my baptism, bad things have happened to me sometimes. Sometimes the forces of evil have won or seem to win, and there has been loss and there has been pain. So that begs the question, what was my baptism for? Did we do it wrong? Was it just a poor attempt at an empty ritual? Was confirmation just a rite of passage, a graduation, which meant I didn't have to come to church anymore? What was the point of a moment like that if our journey will still have so many struggles? What is baptism? Why does it matter? I've often told you that to understand Jesus' story, look for the story behind the story. And the story behind the story of baptism is the Exodus. Remember, the Hebrews in Egypt were slaves. They weren't a people. Jason Miller says, they were just a bunch of poor people, an extended family, living in somebody else's country where they were property. These people had no identity except property. No identity except as slaves. No identity except in poverty. And in most ways, they accepted that as their identity. Just as people around the world have for generations accepted their identity as serfs or servants or outcasts, just Indians, just women. People come to believe they are untouchable, unclaimable, that being gay or being on welfare or being uneducated, that this is who they are at their core. This is their identity. And we never even think of ourselves as the children of God. I want to tell you the story of the Hebrews the way Jason tells it, because he does it well. So God looks down and sees the Hebrew people and sees that they know themselves as slaves and workhorses, but they do not know themselves as the children of God. God decides to send Moses to the Pharaoh's court. And Moses says, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh says, "No." And God sends devastating plagues on Egypt. And eventually Pharaoh relents, and for the first time in generations, the Israelite people are free, and they walk out of Egypt, and they come up against the waters of the Red Sea. And at that point, Pharaoh changes his mind and sends his armies to get them. So what do you do when you think God has saved you, and then you're not sure? And what do you do when doubt and struggle enter in? What do you do? Maybe you don't do it. Maybe it's time for God to do it. God sends Moses to lead, and Moses stretches out his arms over the Red Sea, and the waters literally part as the people of Israel walk through on dry ground. Now Pharaoh's army think that they can get to them, and they pursue them, but as they enter the Red Sea, the waters come back and swallow them up. And all of a sudden, if you're Israel, you've been saved twice, and you're standing on dry ground, and you come up out of the water. God's people are not perfect. The struggle isn't over, and they get lost, and they wander, and they rebel, and they squabble, and they fight, and they ask, "Are we there yet?" And they forget about God sometimes, and they forget who they are. They forget that they are the people who God saved. They are the people brought out of the water. This is their identity, not the lies that are shouted at them or the names they are called. God didn't bring them out of the water because they're perfect, and the experience didn't make them perfect. It gave them a lifeline, if you will, to who they are. They are God's people, the children of God who were raised out of the water. When Jesus went down into the waters of the Jordan, though it wasn't just about the Exodus, because it was also about the future. And Jason has an image I want to share with you. He says, "Baptism is about the future as well as the past, because our deliverance didn't happen at the Red Sea with Moses' arms extended. It happened on the cross with Jesus' arms outstretched. A life faithful unto death. An example that death, fear, lies, and suffering do not have the last word. The arms of God are outstretched for us through pain and misery and wonder and celebration. This is our identity, the people of baptism. And we so rarely talk about salvation in the United Church. But we have been saved for lives of meaning and opportunity, for lives of caring and compassion, and for lives that can be, though we so rarely use that word, holy. Peter told the people of Jerusalem that baptism wasn't just for the Jews, just for the perfect, just for the priests. It was for all those who sought the experience of God. The world tells us we're nothing. The world tells us a lot of lies about who we are. And we have those lies bumbling around in our heads, voices shouting lies about who we are. And I heard a story the other day of a transgendered man who had come to a minister and asked for baptism, expecting to be denied. And when he was accepted for baptism, he came back sometime later and said to that pastor that when the lies in his own mind about who he was started to overwhelm him, he'd shout at those voices, "Forgive me," because this is what he said, "I'm baptized. Just piss off." We have been raised out of the water like the Jews pursued by Pharaoh's army, given a chance at a life that still has wandering and mistakes and problems, but where we have a tether, that we are children of God, and we are saved by God's arms outstretched as often as we need saving. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.